Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Canceled. Don't remember doing this at all.
I can only hold myself accountable.
Canceled.
I object.
Look how good my life is.
So what else? Canceled.
Fanimosia is canceled.
Baby, you're supposed to start talking.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Canceled. I just chugged a lot of wine. Here's some for you.
No, we're not doing all that.
You don't want any wine?
Well, you were already drinking tequila.
Yeah, I love to mix tequila and wine. Word to Olivia O'Brien.
Pour
tequila in my wine. No? Okay. Aww. Hello, canceled listeners. Today is the first ever Tana and Brooke solo podcast.
I'm excited.
This is the Tana and Brooke show today. No one else is here. I don't know. With Hunter gone, we were trying the whole co-host thing, but I feel like us two today, we're just going to take it on.
I'm excited, but then it's like spooky because it's like a lot of times I'll just go like this.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure on the both of us to really keep the show going. But this week has been a roller coaster. Like a lot of fucking shit has happened this week already.
Agree. I think it has something to do with the whole, what is it, Mercury in retrograde or something?
Maybe that's why. I mean, I'm in the silliest.
It better be why. Oh my goodness.
Mercury retrograde actually always fucks my life up so dramatically.
I think that's what happened to me, but I don't feel like that. I feel like you had a good week, right?
I kind of am under the impression that my boyfriend cheated on me, but no one will let me have that. So,
listen, I want to be there for you. I do. However, I have to play devil's advocate from now on because I've learned that that's apparently your approach toward me all the time.
Oh my goodness gracious. No, I mean, I'm definitely being overdramatic, but I do think things have been a little out of whack for sure.
Are you going to talk about what happened or no?
I don't know if I should. I mean, I guess I just brought it up. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
we're already here. You might as well.
I'm clearly fucking angry. I'm in such a silly, goofy mood today, though. I just want to say that I don't smoke weed anymore.
Right.
It just sounds like a lot. I'm kidding. I definitely smoke weed, but I
feel like I haven't actually seen you smoke weed that much lately.
So I used to smoke like 10 to 12 backwoods a day. That was like when Kyla started working for me. That was the first thing that I ever like taught her to do.
I know. And poor thing didn't have time to do anything else. Roll me another one.
She was like on her laptop. I thought I was like Snoop Dogg. Like I know she was like closing like $100,000 emails to like roll me a backwood on the laptop. It was ridiculous. 100%. I wouldn't get out of bed like without one. I was like, but I think I was more addicted to the tobacco, but still I just had to be like high. 24/7. And I've been like that since seventh grade, pretty much.
Really?
Which is traumatizing. My first kind of my first kiss, and I, like, everything we did together from the moment of, like, seventh grade on, I was just, I always was smoking weed.
See, I had always. My phase, like, early on, like, probably, like, middle school, and then, like, literally just one day I was like, oh, I never want to do that again. And then yeah. I just never did.
I mean, I never stopped, like, ever, and then just everything in my life, too. It was, like, through high school, everyone smoked weed. I sold weed through high school, and then, like, in LA, I kind of, like, found my first friends, like, even just, like, Elijah Daniel, Bella Thorne, like, Monson. Like, I just, like, everyone in my life was such a stoner, and people right. always told me you'd get to a point where it's like you might want to stop, like you've done it so much you might want to stop. And I finally, like, I don't know, like I also credit it to the puff, like we went to
that could be, it's like you traded one bad habit for another.
110% it was like, because I had the tobacco, like nicotine type addiction to the backwood, mm-hmm. and then we all went to Mexico, and they don't have backwoods in Mexico, or they do but they're really hard to find. It's still different, it's like a swisher, it's like not the same mm-hmm. thing. So everyone had their puffs, and then I just started getting addicted to the puff, and then before I knew it I was like, I think I'm more addicted to like the head high, which is bad, I'm not condoning it, I'm just saying like of the backwood, that this gives me the head high, and it's like so much more convenient. We yeah. don't have to like roll it 24/7, take backwoods everywhere we go. And then I slowly just like phased out weed. And now, like, I hit the bong once and I'm like zooted. Or like I hit the joint twice. What happens.
Like I, like Hunter was, her Hunter's friend was just telling us about how he like can't smoke weed anymore. And he says now, like, when he like isn't high, he feels high, or like just like affects him so differently.
And that's like literally Chris will like smoke a whole blunt and I'll hit it like two times and I'm like high as fuck. And like I don't really, I've never really, I had such a tolerance for like 8 years that I didn't really like being high. I like just being at this normalcy of this tolerance, but right. now that I've like let that go down, like if I'm zooted I would be sitting here just like yeah, frozen.
That's what happens to me. That's why I'm like, I don't even enjoy this. Like it used to be like, oh, I would laugh so much and I'd have so much fun and I'd want to eat everything. And now it's like I do it and I literally like, I'll go 10 minutes and then I'll be like.
Like you disassociate. You're like, where am
fully,
I?
I'm just like, I eliminate myself from the entire room.
But it's also such a giant part of like my brand that I feel like such a fucking fraud to keep this up. And a part of me feels like I literally have to pick the habit back up.
I don't think that that's true at all.
I'm going to release a weed line and not smoke.
Yeah, that's like tough.
It's just, and like everywhere I go, still people obviously like will always treat me like how I was this whole time I was in LA, like a stoner. Everyone's always passing me something. And lately I'm like, no. And people look at me like I don't even know you anymore. Like I like feel like yeah, such a fraud. Yeah, but I feel like
celebrities go sober all the time.
But I'm not going sober.
Well, we know
by
that.
By any means. Like,
but you've, I'm trying to think, like now I'm thinking like, okay, so you've moved on to a new bad habit. Like I wonder if there's like a new habit that like, you can move
next,
on to
like, that's crack?
Like, no, I was gonna like go a little bit more toward like healthy for you, or like what if you like took up like working out, or like.
Oh, like a healthy
addiction. Right. I don't know. I'm not one to talk. I don't think I've worked out in like 3 years.
It's crazy to me when I see those bitches that just like they're actually like addicted to working out. Like I'll do it. I definitely,
you know, I think those are the scariest type of people on this planet. I think that there's like very few people I'm afraid of. And it's like one of those like subgenres of people or people who work out. Like,
I can only voluntarily. Work out obsessively out of spite. Like, which is the most insane thing to ever say.
But that's what I should be doing.
Like, I have to get, like, cheated on by a guy, played by someone, like, dropped by, like, a brand. Like, something has to, like, anger me to where I'm like, I need to be so fucking hot. Like, other than that, I cannot work out. Like, when my heart was broken, like, earlier in the year, I was, like, running a mile every day out of spite.
That's fair. That's why people in relationships get fat. Or, like, people who are in healthy relationships, like, all of a sudden, they just let themselves go.
I wouldn't say I'm in a healthy relationship, but I would say I'm in, like, a fat-enabling relationship.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
I did see a literal bowl of spaghetti on your pillow yesterday.
Oh my God. And like there was a chalupa. Like, it's bad. This week it was really bad. In one day I had KFC, Five Guys, like Domino's, like all in one day. And I was like, this has to stop. And my gluten intolerance is picking back up.
She doesn't have a gluten intolerance, you guys. Nobody's supposed to eat that.
You're gaslighting me. Like, here's the thing.
Is this yesterday's episode or what?
I'm allergic to gluten. Like diagnosed fully, like I'm allergic to gluten. I know that. And if I keep eating it, I could develop like celiac, whatever.
Right.
But here's the thing. Normally when I eat it, all that happens is I wake up the next day in stomach pain, or I eat gluten and after two bites, I get full really fast. Then I'm hungry later. And then my shit is always like little pebbles.
I don't
too.
Think you should actually share that information at all.
Thank you for having me.
Not the pebble shits.
No, like, but like they're little tiny that. Pebbles. Like it's like nuts. It's like not even shit. Like I know I'm like destroying my body by doing it, but once every like 2 months, I'll eat a bunch of gluten in a day like that. And then I'll bloat up like a balloon. I'll look like pregnant and I'll be in so much pain. And then that's like stabbing stomach pains for hours. And then that reminds me like, hey, you're actually allergic to this. Okay. And so like, I'm trying to stop. I don't even know, but I don't think I'm going to be able to.
I get that though. Sometimes I feel like you can like beat an allergy. Like I really feel that way. Like right? In Hawaii, I was just like, I'm allergic to citrus and like oranges and tangerines and stuff. And I literally was just chugging orange juice. And then my entire face swelled up and I just literally looked like an animal.
But now you think that whatever happened to you in Hawaii is
Lyme disease, but it is.
It's just very funny because I'll ask Brooke, like, want to go to dinner tonight? And she'll be like, I can't, my Lyme. And then like 8 hours later, she'll be like at a dinner with someone else. And I'm like, you just didn't want to go to dinner with me. You can't.
My roommate had enough with me today. She was like, asked me to help her move furniture. And I'm like, so sorry. It's the Lyme.
Like I asked you really to like match me in like a slutty outfit the other night. And you were like, I have to wear like a crew neck. It's the Lyme. I was like,
it's the Lyme. I'm not kidding.
Like it's ridiculous. But also, I can't even lie. I'm such a WebMD diagnoser too.
Yeah.
Like no.
Celiac.
Amari's
isn't real.
Like Amari's been so mad at us this week because he's saying that we both have this problem like so bad of like self-diagnosing because right now I think I have perioral dermatitis.
Oh my God. No, you do.
See, my WebMD diagnoser is helping me. You do.
And that's actually what I did have in Hawaii. Well, that's like what I got. I've gotten it always. It's like, but well, mine's the
perioral dermatitis. Everyone's so sick of me saying it. Amari the other day was like, can you just shut the fuck up about your Perry the Platypus?
I was like, but here's the thing. I don't know if you actually do have that because that with the way you were describing it, that's how what it would be. But you don't, I see you right now.
No, I'm like, I'm doing everything to like hide it. But basically for like 2 months, I've had this patch of dry skin right here. And I thought it was eczema because it's itchy, it's dry skin, it's flaky, it just keeps coming back. But then it's been like spreading and kind of having like little bumps. And then I wake up one day and I have all these little bumps under my eyes. Like just this eye, not my eyes. I don't want to exaggerate. A bunch of little bumps under my eye. And the night before, I was like scream crying at Chris over something. I don't know if it was my fault or his fault. Who knows? And so I was blaming him. I was like, look, I have a rash under my eyes. You made me cry like so much. Just blame.
That is unhealthy.
Just like blatant fucking lie. But eventually it just like would not go away. I kept exfoliating it. It was coming back worse. I kept looking up like eczema and it just doesn't look like eczema, like whatever. And then at one point in life, I had periorbital cellulitis, right? And that was when my eye would like swell huge. Oh, do you remember that? I'll insert a photo in the podcast. I saw the funny,
you were on my For You page with looking like that today.
That's so fucking upsetting and heartbreaking. Like that people will never stop bringing it up. But my eye would get gigantic, like huge. I couldn't do anything. And it would swell all the time. And then I found out my eye was septic and I had cellulitis. Yeah,
well, I think it's like an autoimmune thing.
Right.
That's what
it is. Right?
And so I feel like the two would be like related.
They are. So if you've ever had like periorbital anything or periorbital cellulitis, your chances of getting perioral dermatitis go up extremely because it's the same thing. It's like when the holes of your face have some type of inflammatory infection. That's why perioral dermatitis, what I currently have, comes around your mouth and your nose and your eyes, like the same thing. And it's so fucking bad right now. The only thing getting me through this is that Hailey Bieber has it.
That's literally, you know, that's how I found out because I always thought I got eczema. I was like, I was always like, oh, I have eczema on my face. Like, that's so annoying.
Yeah.
Because I get eczema like all over my body. I've never had it. I never had it on my face until like recently. And then I saw a video of her talking about it and I Googled it and I was like, oh.
And it never goes away. It just, you keep having like outbreaks of it for the rest of your life. I'm seeing a dermatologist this week. I'm so sad. But if you think about it, if you have Lyme and I have perioral dermatitis, we are Hailey and Justin.
Oh my, wait, that's such a good point.
So we're fine.
I love this game.
Today, we have big news from my favorite home security company. SimpliSafe just launched their new wireless outdoor security camera. That's right. SimpliSafe, the system that U.S. News and World Report names best home security system of 2021, just got even better. I feel like I'm really sexualizing SimpliSafe right now. I need to chill. This brand new outdoor security camera is engineered with all the advanced tech and security features you want and need to help keep you and your family safe. And even if you have no family like me, you and your friends can be safe. Sorry, I don't.
It always has to go there.
I'm in a silly, goofy mood today. Like, I like everything's wrong with me today. It has an ultra-wide 140-degree field of view, so you can keep watch over your entire yard. It has 1080p HD resolution with an 8x zoom. That means you can zoom in and clearly see things like faces and license plates to capture critical evidence. Not only does it have built-in spotlight with color night vision so you can keep an eye on what's going on day and night, it's super simple to set up and usually takes minutes. It has an easy to remove rechargeable battery so it doesn't need an outlet and can go anywhere on your property. This camera has it all and integrates with your SimpliSafe home security system, extending its protection to the outside. Together, that means every door, window, and room are protected, and now your property will be too. As you guys know, we already love SimpliSafe, so we'll be adding a couple more cameras this week due to all of the break-ins at our house, or the attempted break-ins, I should say, because with SimpliSafe, that's not going to happen. To learn more about the exciting new SimpliSafe wireless outdoor security camera, visit simplisafe.com/Tana. What's more, SimpliSafe is celebrating this new camera by offering 20% off your entire new system and your first month of monitoring service free.
Free.
When you enroll in interactive monitoring. Again, that's simplisafe.com/Tana. Thank you, SimpliSafe. But I want to move on to our traumatic week. Not traumatic week. Our traumatic night. At
that Hyatt.
Or at Poppy. Where our traumatic we night at Poppy. Poppy. I heard the Poppy night, outside. The night that
she dragged me out, forced me to go out, and then I had the worst night ever, and my entire week has been absolutely awful because of this one particular
I'm encounter. Not going to lie to you. If it makes it doesn't make you feel any better, but it was also just the worst night ever for me, too. We went to dinner at our favorite place in L.A. If you're ever in L.A., you have to go here. Yisabel.
So good.
The yummiest God, so food good. Ever. Like, I think I had 90 of this one drink. It's so good with, like, the chamoy the and the tahini.
I hate when you do that.
It's so good. It's ridiculous. So we ate a full meal at Yisabel, and then I was like, Brooke, come on, let's just go. Let's go to Poppy. Let's
she
go
begged,
to Poppy.
I wore this. I was wearing this outfit, like literally like a sweatshirt.
To be fair, I was wearing a crew neck too, but then I asked someone for a hair tie and tied it up in a crop top, which is jail.
Jail. Like, but she already knows I hate wearing other people's makeup. I did my full face in her makeup, so I looked just awful. And I was like, ugh, like this right. sucks. And she's like, you know what? Let's just go to Poppy. And
tell us what happened. To be fair, we were with Ethan, and I think Ethan was a persuading factor. And honestly,
I was so excited. I was like, yeah, let's go.
Like, I think if Ethan wasn't there, she definitely would not have gone out. But because Ethan was going, she was like, fuck it, let's go to Poppy. And we go to Poppy.
What a mistake.
And I want to start with your night because my night didn't start happening until you left. So I think that you need
until
to just...
Until I left. I left 2 minutes after I got to Poppy.
But I think you just need to take it away.
Okay. Now, I have talked about this man before on my podcast. I have actually talked about him before. He is the man from the Uber story. This man has been ruining my life for what? I'm hesitant to even call him a man.
Honestly, this boy.
For like 2 years, I've been talking to, hooking up with this guy. He's awful, but I call him my best friend. I'm like, love him so much. Whatever.
This whole shit makes me sick. Sick. I'll give my
opinion. Spoiler alert. We've still been hooking up until like last week. Okay. I'm sorry.
You lied to me. You told me last week you weren't even hooking up with him.
I'm a liar.
Okay, continue.
Anyway, well, because it's embarrassing. Like, I know I shouldn't be, whatever. And I have
to
acknowledge.
No, and it's to the point where Hunter and I get really mad now.
I know.
It's like, why are you doing this to yourself? But I've been there, so continue.
So I do, like, that I acknowledge. I acknowledge my fault in this situation, and that is entertaining this guy at all anymore.
But your fault is also based in love. Like, you do really love him.
Yeah, I love him. He's, like, I always talk about him being my best friend. I'm like, okay, like, I mean, he really cares about me, whatever. I sound like the girl who defending the couch guy. I sound just absolutely
you are.
Delusional.
You are the couch. You're the
That's
girl
what
with
I'm
the suitcase.
Finding. I think I am just like honestly delusional.
Oh my God.
But we walk into Poppy. First thing I see is him. And I'm like, great. And he's standing next to a girl who Tana's friends with.
But now I am. I like after this entire situation, my opinion of her has shifted.
Okay. So I don't feel any particular way about this girl. I actually really don't know her at all. I've only ever met her like in passing, like when we're both really drunk. So I see everyone together. I'm not really thinking anything of it until immediately the second I get to the table, they just start violently making out. Like literally just.
It was so, it was like porn. It was so porn though. Like everyone around, I remember Tyler Yahweh was like, why are they fucking
and
in
it
the
was,
club?
It was literally like he looked at me, made out with her, looked back at me, kind of chuckled a little, tried to say hi. I was literally like, there's no way this is happening again. But then it's like, also, how are you shocked that this is happening again, Brooke? You're an idiot. Anyway.
Yeah, okay, continue.
Normally, I would have just like whatever stood there, like this kind of sucks, but like I'll get over it.
But they were also like behind this DJ booth, like on display to everyone. Like I know, like it was more annoying, I think, than, and it's not like it was like a friend or someone he's hooked up with before. It was like this girl. She was
a girl. The only, also I should say, the only thing I know about this girl prior to this is that she's hooking up with a, like one of my best friends, like guys that she's seeing,
and so, their whole friend group.
Yeah, well, really. So I mean,
no, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, her, but her level of homie hopping inspired me.
So that was like that's what I was thinking. I'm like, she's hooking up with this guy who my friend is also hooking up with, and that's how I knew her. So now I'm like, oh my god, this girl is like, wow, yeah. Like girl.
Yeah, he ate my ass first though. The guy she's hooking up with. I just want to put that out there.
Anywho, okay. So
on a roof.
I'm like, I honestly, like, I had a similar situation with this guy, like, only a couple days before, and I'm just, like, fed up. So, I honestly, immediately, I was like, I'm leaving.
Leave the club.
Ari, I get in the Uber. Ari was a sweetheart for this. He left with me immediately.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good. I was going to say Ari claimed that he, like, left because of you, but he really did.
So. He, like, he noticed what was happening, and he was, like, honestly, so, like, such a clutch friend. He was like, okay, let's go now.
My bad.
No, yeah, we'll get to you. Okay. I get in an Uber. I just start sobbing because I'm drunk and I'm just like,
really?
I'm just like so fed up. Like, it's like, how many times? Like, I know it's at this point, it is my fault, but it's like just every single time it feels equally disrespectful. Well, and just like,
it's not like you had a shot. It's not like you got to flirt with any guys. Like, you walked in and saw.
Yeah, I walked in and it wasn't like, it's not like I volunteered myself to be in this situation again. It's not like I went to somewhere I knew he was going to be. I really just ran into him.
And again, it was literally porn. Like, they were right on top and it of was the so, DJ.
It was
like,
so deliberate. It wasn't like I walked in and it was already happening. It was like I walked in it and then it started.
Yeah,
happening.
Like he looked at you, did it. I get it.
So it doesn't matter because this girl didn't know. Okay, so she didn't know like about me. So it's not her fault at all. I'm not mad at this girl. I'm mad at him. Okay,
but she also keeps up with our lives. And knows about y'all and has, and like, I still think it's interesting.
I'll get there because just something was her fault, just not that particular instance. So,
fair enough.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Whatever, I'm over it. The next night, I'm just like, I'm out with my friend Savannah because she's like going through a hard time with a guy right now too. So we're just trying to have fun, whatever. I show up to this party and this girl is there.
She has been out and everywhere lately.
Not only is she there though, she is the first person to come up to me. Comes right, I don't know her, by the way. Like I we've never had like a one-on-one conversation. Of course, the first thing she says to
me. And you know a bitch is guilty when she does that. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like I've been that bitch.
I truly do believe that at that point she still was like clueless about it. But of course the first thing she says to me is, "Where's Tana?" And automatically that's like a
yeah, you're just like, shut up. And you were already mad about me like posting the story of her. So you're just like, fuck off.
So I'm like talking to her for a second. I'm trying not to just be like rude because I mean, I'm of course I'm upset. Like I know I'm saying like it's not her fault and stuff, but I feel like,
yeah, no,
I feel some feelings toward this girl.
Well, right, and now it's just like obviously we always want to be a girl's girl. Like you have to be mad at the guy and not the girl, like in a situation like that. But it's like even with me, whether I'm mad at the guy or not, it's not like I want to be buddy buddy with the bitch who's like
yeah, and that's a thing. And I also
tasting my pussy.
It's embarrassing too because like he knows and everyone else knows her and I weren't really friends prior to that. So if all of a sudden I'm being like super friendly with this girl, I just look like I'm like
a psycho.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I look like I'm okay, like, oh, now you're gonna pop out being her like friend. Like you're so
see, but
weird.
That's my favorite plot twist is when a guy that you're fucking with hooks up with a girl to just start fucking her. Like steal her from the fucking guy. I love that. I told you that's like
I mean,
like,
yeah. Okay. Well but, let's go. So she's talking to me, she's really drunk and she starts confiding in me. She's going, the guy that I love is ignoring me right now and I don't know what to do. And I straight up look at her and I'm like, honestly, love you, but no sympathy right now. I'm like, I'm sorry. It is hard for me to feel bad for you because I mean, if you really cared about him that much, you wouldn't have been hooking up with the guy that I've been seeing in front of my face last night. So it's just like a little confusing. And her face literally went white. She was like, wait, what? Like, and I felt bad immediately. I was like, oh, like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that. But she immediately goes, I thought like, well, she says, basically my friend who like a mutual friend of mine, a girlfriend of mine, she was like, I thought this girl was hooking up with him.
Which is already annoying because now she's telling you like her and another girl are hooking up with your guy. Well,
but it's not. It's a good friend of mine and it's the one who's hooking up with the guy that she's also hooking up with. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so basically
what? She was doing it, she thought it was like another guy of hers and she was getting back at this girl.
But that automatically is a red flag in my opinion. Like you're only hooking up with a guy to spite a girlfriend. Well,
that's what I said that immediately to her and I go, if you think that she's talking to him, then why are you hooking up with him?
Yeah, like I
that's and she goes, well, I don't like her. We've been hooking up with the same guy for a long time, like blah, blah, blah. And she
the guy who
that.
Ate my ass.
Yes.
Sorry.
And like I wish we could use names because this is getting like confusing kind of, but like basically, she did it to spite another girl who's just a friend of, like, this guy that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like, and we're all really good friends. Well, so I thought. Anywho. So I'm like, okay, well, no, that girl's actually seeing this guy who you also stole. So I'm just, like, a little confused, honestly. Yeah. Like, I'm not really that
and
interested in talking to you right
she's
now.
She's really entangled in this, like, spider web with all heavily these men entangled, and people
okay?
that you
she
know.
Has, like, it's, like, seven guys, same group. No shade, because, listen, I've dabbled in same guys, same
no,
group.
No, homie
too.
Hop, but don't homie hop to spite your girlfriends and to, like just be a girl's girl.
Well,
be, like,
this is
listen
where this,
about
this
it.
Is where the story goes awry, okay? This bitch pulls out her phone, and she goes, what, I'm so sorry. She goes, I honest to God, I had no idea. Like, I really feel so bad. And she's like, had I known, I would have never done that. And I'm like, okay, like, honestly, so genuine. Pulls out her phone. She goes, watch this. Blocks him in front of me. And I, before she even did it, I was like, no. Like, please don't do that. Like,
yeah.
Please don't.
I would freak out because then the guy is going to think
like,
that you, like,
oh,
made
my
her.
God. He's like, immediately, his automatic reaction is going to be like, oh, Brooke, like, went crazy and made her block.
Yeah, like, 100%. Block
him.
I would
and so
freak
I told
out
her, I was like, please don't block him, honestly, because like, that's embarrassing. He's going to think I did it. And she's like, no. Blocks him in front of me. I see her do it. Okay. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, that's not going to be good. And she's like, no, I promise. Don't worry. I will. I promise just never speak a word to him again.
And in that moment, at least you're like, thank God you're trying to make amends. Maybe you are a good person.
And I'm like, at this point, I'm like, I feel bad for even being rude to this girl at all because she was really sweet about it. And she seemed so genuine. And I was like, okay, like,
and
that's
she's
lit.
Trying to like make amends. She's blocking him. You're like, okay, like
exactly.
The problem
and
is
she,
him,
and
right?
And she was so sweet. And she's like, oh, it doesn't matter. He's not going to think you like he doesn't have to know why I blocked him because I'm never going to talk to him again. I'll never say a word to him again. And I was like, honestly, you can if you want to, but if that's like,
but that's sweet.
But she's like, I'm a girl's girl. I value like my friendship with you over him, and I barely even know you. Like she was just being so sweet. So I was like, okay, wait, I like this girl.
Okay.
She's texting me after she texts me and she goes, where'd you go? Like I want to be with you. Like. I'm stuck at this party, whatever. And I'm like, oh, I'm just going to bed, like whatever. And she's like, I'm here for you. I'm so sorry that I like contributed to this in any way. Like, I feel honestly really bad. And like, I know you're hurt by him. And like, I'm sorry. And I was like, that's so sweet of you to say. But like I said before, like, I don't blame you at all. He was a problem.
No, when
before.
I saw your text, you were like, I do not blame you at all. Like, he's the problem. He's been a problem
before.
I said
that. I was like, honestly, like before you were ever involved in this at all, like, he's been doing this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's just not a good guy. He doesn't care about me. And that's like, I'm going to keep him blocked no matter what. So like, honestly, it doesn't matter. And
until next week when she's riding that dick like a BMX.
The very next day, she's shut the fuck up. The very next day, she texts me and she's like, hey, like, what are you doing tonight? Like, I kind of want to stay in. Like, I was just going to see what you were doing. Like, basically, like, trying to hang out, okay?
Yeah.
I just told her, like, I'm staying in. I'm really tired, whatever. And I find out the next morning that she called this man, the man who she apparently like blocked,
you know,
and told him, like, hey, I'm so sorry. Brooke went crazy on me at this party and made me block you.
This is my turning point. I just want to let this, like, obviously I was upset about posting the story, but I was like, fuck this guy. It's still the guy's fault. But this is a moment where I'm like, you're a cunt.
And of course he's good, like, because I mean, the way that I've behaved in the past, it's not, I don't exactly have a great track record of seeming like very calm, cool, and collected.
But you
love
him.
Of course it's believable that, like, I made her block him, but I truly wouldn't, because, like, because that's, I mean, it's, it, the damage is done. I seen what I needed to see.
Yeah.
What good is that going
to
do me?
What else did she say to him?
She said, basically, like, she went crazy on me. So they refollowed each other, obviously, which I can see on Instagram. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like, I don't need any insight to put that together. Like, I'm not stupid. So I text her and I'm like, hey, just to be clear, I told you not to block him. So, like, I'm a little confused about this one.
And it's such a pick me thing to do, to call the guy back and be like, Brooke went crazy on me and made me block you and I'm so sorry. And she's like, oh my God. That's some shit I would, like, beat a bitch up for. Like, honest to God. Because it never had to happen like that. It never ever had to happen like that.
Like
she absolutely could have just been like, I'm really sorry. Like, I'm gonna keep being his friend, but I won't get with him again. Or she could have said whatever to you.
She could have hooked up with him a dozen more times and still it would be like, okay, he's a shitty guy for disrespecting me. And I would be like, okay, like, get,
yeah,
I mean,
it's
do
still
what you
his
want.
Fault.
I enjoyed it. So you too.
It's the pick me action.
It's just the, like, that I'm a girl's girl. Liz, first of all, no one who's a girl, like, you're not a girl's girl, okay? And oh my God, I just, it's her too, like, just wanting to be, and I know it's because of you, because, like, otherwise I honestly don't think that she would ever even entertain me for a second. So she just, like, wanted to feel close with me because, like, I don't know. That's the vibe.
I mean,
I
built, like,
girl,
a friendship with her, so I could see how she was trying to just make things right. But it's like, too, I don't know. Like, in my opinion, the craziest thing you can do as a girl is call a guy and then be like, she made me block you.
To
especially when that didn't happen.
Unblock him, call him. She made me block you. Refollow me. Like, that's so insane. And I would, girl, I'm like, so I just texted her and I was like, hey, listen, my only request is that you never speak my name to him again, because I haven't blocked for a reason, and I don't want him to know what's going on in my life, okay, whether it's the truth or not.
Yeah.
So keep my name out of your mouth, and you can talk to him, hook up with him as much as you want. Don't care.
And what'd she say?
Ignored me.
That's wild too, because she's such a texter. Like,
the first text I sent her, she replied in the same minute. It was like literally, like, in the exact minute. Yeah. So I'm like, I know you're on your phone.
She was also posting all these TikToks.
She posted, like, a cryptic TikTok, like, when you hear their side of the story, and it's like, this the remix, and I'm like, what? Like, what are you even saying, woman?
Yeah, it was just, like, an entirely, entirely bad situation, and I think us going to Poppy definitely started that. If it makes you, I mean, first of all, fuck the guy. Like, he's automatically, in my opinion, still the problem. I hate that you talk to him. I know she wants to maintain her little friend group, but I'm like, you need to ghost. You need to ride some new dick.
I agree, and I know how delusional I sound every single time. I really do. Like, and I'm losing all, like, literally my credibility. I feel like I'm bleeding it out. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like,
been there, though.
Because everything I would say to a friend, like, if you were in my position, I would literally be like, are you dumb? Like,
but,
what,
like,
do you mean?
When you, like, care about someone, that shit does happen.
Yeah, and, like, I'm just, like, I would have taken this to the grave. I'm like, this man is my best friend. Like, he cares about me so much. Like, I know that's just always going to be our relationship. And it's like, no best friend. Like, imagine, like, Hunter.
Yeah, like, no
Hunter
best friend
seeing
ever,
a girl, like, that he's been, like, hooking up with for 2 years.
Wow.
Up until last week, and, like, fully, like, making out with some girl in front of her every single time, too.
No, this, and then after you left the club, the guy who she's been talking about this whole time, the one who hooked up with the girl, like, her guy, he looks at me and he was like, Brooke wants me to die. I want to kill myself. Grabs the girl's face, keeps hooking up with her, coming back to me. Brooke wants me to die. I'm like, bro, make up your, like, he's just, there's a lot going on up there. But after you left the club that night, I stayed there for a very long time with Ethan, Diablo, and Chris, right? And this, I guess this is fully my karma for posting the story of that girl. So just know you got your comeuppance.
And keeping it up after I told her how upset it made me.
I got my karma, don't worry.
Good.
So Natalie brings me You choke on every... No, but so Natalie brings me, Ethan, Chris, and Diablo over to the table. And we see this guy who is very sketchy. He's like always tried to like get at me. Like every time Chris is around, he's like, I just text me. Like just, you know, like just like Chris has tried to like fight him several times because there's several times where Chris and I are fully together at the club. And he's like putting his arm around me, like trying to fuck me, like whole thing. Like he's just like a sketchy. And I'm not just saying sketchy because of that. I mean, in general, let's say I was single. Like I would rather literally cut off a pinky toe than ever hook up with this man. He's just genuinely like sketches me out, sketchy to girls, very like weird vibes. He hands me a drink, like a shot, and this is like as we're about to leave. And like, don't get me wrong, we all drank that night, like, you know, like 5 or 6 shots or whatever. Like we were all tipsy, but like nothing crazy. He hands me the shot. And I'm like, I don't really want this. So I hand it to Chris. And Chris's like, okay, like, you know what I mean? It's just like me handing him a shot. And he takes a shot. And we are all fine at the club. Like, everyone is like no one's drunk as fuck. Like, we're just drunk. You know what I mean? We take an Uber ride home. Everything's fine. The whole car ride home. Everyone's fine. Chris walks in the door. He's fine. 5 minutes later, he's like, I don't know. Like, just like, eyes are like rolling in his head. Like I'm not kidding. Like instant flip of a switch. Like what? All of a sudden is so fucked up out of his mind. And we were going to go to our friend's house, like after the club, you know what I mean? So we were going home for a second. We were dropping Natalie off. Like we were all going to go out. And Chris walks upstairs to my bed, face plants into the bed. And we're like, what the fuck is going on? So we think he's just like being dramatic and like whatever. So me and Diablo were still texting the people who were going to go to. We're like, yeah, we'll be there in 20 minutes, like whatever. And then Chris is still like face planted into the bed. And Diablo and I go and like flip him over. And he's just like, I don't want to go out. Like, I don't need-. Like, and keep in mind, like, every time I keep saying Chris got roofied, everyone's like, no, he fucking didn't. Like, Chris gets fucked up, you know?
The story that you're telling me now, that makes more sense because in my head, it was like, why would someone roofie Chris? You know what I mean? But now that I know that someone was trying to roofie you, it makes way more sense.
But I'm fully trying to roofie me. And then Chris's eyes are like rolling in the back of his head all of a sudden. Like, he's chilling for a second. I'm like giving him like water, like Pedialyte. I'm like, it's fine. I still think he's going to like sober back up. Like, at this point, I was just like,
I'm trying to go.
Yeah, like, no, fully. I was trying to go out. So I was like, it's going to, like, you're going to be fine. But then he's sweating balls and like can't move his whole body. And then I'm like, okay, wait, we can't go back out. So me and Diablo were like picking Chris up like a baby, like changing him into a t-shirt. And again, like, Chris is great now. Like, but like, we definitely had our phases. Like, there was a point in time where Chris was like on his rapper bullshit out, like Percocets, like psycho, like fuck the fuck up. Like, I've known Chris for like 5 years. I've never ever seen him like this, ever. And he sits up, starts drooling on my bed. And Natalie's like, oh no, oh no, oh no. And I'm like, Chris, are you gonna throw up? Are you gonna throw up? And Chris is like, no, I'm good, like whatever, blah, blah, blah. 2 seconds later, my house is getting personal organized right now, right? By Janelle, the organizer. She's amazing. She's phenomenal. She's been organizing my whole closet, whatever. She has a whole floor of like bins of my, like just little like cloth bins for the closet, like sunglasses, missing shoes, whatever. Chris grabs a bin and projectile vomits into it.
Oh, at least cloth it was a bin.
No, it's like dripping out of the bottom though. Like fucking disgusting. And I hate vomit so fucking much. So it's, I've never seen Chris throw up. Like, I've seen Chris be like, I have to go throw up, walk himself to the bathroom, throw up, and come back and be like, I feel better. But I've never but like seen him like
physically seen him.
Yeah, just like, oh my God, just like,
I wouldn't have been able to take it.
And like, can't sit up, like, whatever. So then we all realize, obviously, we can't go out. Something's wrong with Chris. Me, Diablo, Ethan, Chris, and Natalie sit up for the next 4.5 hours while Chris just projectile vomits every 30 minutes. And it's not like he's like, I have to throw up. He like can't move. He like sits up, just starts drooling.
Oh my God.
He threw up on 2 of my pillows. Natalie's running everything he's throwing up out into the garbage outside, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like for
honestly,
so long.
She's goated for that.
No, she's the best. She's such a mom. And I'm like, I'm not like that at all. I'm walking around crying, being like, this is gonna prepare me for when I have kids. This is gonna prepare me for when I have kids. Like, when they're sick, I'm gonna be fine. I can do it. I can do it. Feeding him Pedialyte crackers, like the whole fucking nine. I sat up until 8 a.m. until he finally stopped throwing up, like, went to bed. He wakes up the next day and he's like, why do I remember nothing? I had 5 shots. And then we remember the shot. And he goes, the last thing I remember is we're like standing at the table and that guy gave you a shot and you gave it to me. Yeah, someone tried to roofie me and then I roofied my boyfriend.
And it was
that's what we should title the episode. I roofied Chris.
Like I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you. I had a podcast the next day. I'm so fucking grateful. Like I'm so grateful Chris took that L and not me.
Jail.
Like it's terrible. But I've been roofied a lot too. And Chris has never been roofied. He was like, I've never.
I don't know if. Well, I mean, I went to college, so I'm gonna go ahead and assume I've been roofied. The worst hangover I've ever had. You actually did take care of me. That's what I was gonna say when you were saying you're like I'm not like that. But you really took care of me the day that. Ari's birthday.
I'm so good at like the taking care of. Like I'll order you food. I'll get you water. I'll order you an IV.
Throw up and like that. That's
and I the throwing up over either. On everything I own. I low key think he peed himself too.
No, low key.
Like there was a point in time where his jeans were like all wet. I get right
that,
here.
Chris. Honestly, no shame. But then that more. No, the time when or Ari's birthday when I was that hungover, I threw up. You don't know, but I threw up on everything you own, baby. I threw up on. All every counter at the time you were living at Weed Lake, you had that huge bathroom. I threw up on every countertop. I was so blacked out, but I was so shameful that I was like, I was still throwing up, but I'm cleaning and cleaning. I was like,
stop.
So bad. You were so lucky you didn't get in there until like 11 o'clock the next day. Whenever I was not. It was a bad, bad horror scene.
I believe it. I mean, I've been roofied a lot. It's crazy the way that roofie is like. I hope no one ever gets roofied. It's the worst thing in the world. Like, it just makes you vomit and vomit and vomit. And
it affects your drinking from that point forward. Like, it's like after you've been roofied, it's like your hangovers get so much worse and alcohol starts to affect you differently.
Oh, great. Chris, check that one out.
That's great news for Mr. Chris Miles.
Cerebral is an online mental health service that offers prescription medication, counseling, and therapy for anxiety, depression, ADHD, insomnia, and more.
Wow.
Cerebral is one of the few services that provides prescription medication online through a licensed provider and ships medication straight to your door. Not only do you have unlimited messaging with your care team, but with the Cerebral mobile app, it's like having your personal care team wherever you are connect with your counselor and your therapist on your own schedule through your laptop or through the Cerebral mobile app.
So convenient.
You can schedule sessions based on what's most convenient for you. You don't have to wait weeks to be seen, and you can do your sessions on a laptop or a phone, so you can always find an area at home where you're most comfortable. Cerebral offers affordable treatments that are one-third of the price of traditional therapy. Treatment options are available with or without insurance.
Thank God. I'm uninsured, y'all.
And Cerebral is entirely in-network for several insurers, and they're working every day to grow their partnerships. Even if you're out of the network, they'll provide you with the necessary paperwork so you can easily submit a claim. As Brooke takes a shot. Maybe she needs Cerebral.
Sorry.
And for listeners of the Canceled Podcast, you can receive 65% off your first month of medication management and care counseling at GetCerebral.com/Tana. Go to GetCerebral.com/Tana for 65% off your first month. That's just a total of $30 to get started.
Wow.
Right? Like get your nails done or like steal. Fix your brain. Come on, guys. Join Cerebral today on their mission to make quality mental health care accessible and affordable for all. Thank you, Cerebral, for sponsoring today's podcast.
What I gathered from that whole situation is usually your gut instinct is right. If you think you shouldn't go out, maybe don't go out because instead... you could stay home and avoid a lot of heartbreak.
I'm not going to lie to you. The going out scene in LA has gotten so trash. Like,
I don't know if it's my age or what, but like the club is like not really that enticing to me anymore. Especially what I feel like it is. It's like we come back after COVID and like COVID, like although it was like obviously terrible for a lot of people, it forced like once it started to let up and stuff, you really like what you were doing. You couldn't go to the club. You couldn't go like out really. Yeah. So it was like you were only just like hanging out with friends. Yeah. And that's how I got so close with all these people who I probably would have never actually like really spent like quality time with had I had like the pandemic not happen. So I was grateful for it in that. And then it's like after that, after I go from like just hanging out in small settings with like these really cool people, I don't want to sit at the club and like pound shots with a bunch of people.
And it's
I don't
just
know.
Like the same exact people every single time. And it's just not like it sounds so like old, but it's just not what it used to be. Like old LA was so awesome. And it's like you'd go out and you'd see like Kylie and like Drake.
Yeah, and it was and exciting.
It'd be so like, fun. And now it's just like the TikTok people, the like too hot to handle people.
It's like more promoters than it is anything else. And it's like, okay, like.
No, for and Chris getting roofied really sent me. But then Chris, we ended up going out a few nights later because our friend Kason, who just got signed to FaZe Clan. It's crazy what FaZe, he is very attractive.
Oh my God, I love FaZe Clan.
But it's wild what FaZe Clan does for people because I've always known Kason as just this like rich kid. And then he signed to FaZe. He decided he wanted to become an artist, DJ, whatever. First song out with Future and like Lil Durk, like just nuts.
So insane.
So Chris and I get to the club for Kason's fucking music thing. And we're there at the club and we had just gone to like a haunted hayride with Josie and Bryce. And we were on this like,
it wasn't a double date, but it was like our friends and us and like a vibe and just like every, you know, we like did this whole Halloween thing and we all were wearing these like light up horns, right? And Chris was wearing, he wore his light up horns to the club. So did Josie. I don't know what happened to Josie, but Chris was like wearing his and we're in the club and Chris dies by the statement that he was wearing them and Nyjah, the like skateboard kid, took them off of his head.
The skateboard
and
kid.
Then
number one street skater in the world.
Like in the Olympics. I'm terrible. Chris dies by the statement that Nyjah took them off his head and then they somehow got put on the head of this girl that Chris used to fuck. Uh-oh. I think that they went directly from Chris's head to her head.
Just I don't know. A theory. I don't think Chris has a death wish, and had that happened, it would have been like immediately, like straight 6 feet under.
I don't know. But anyways, these devil horns end up on her head, and then she's wearing them for a second, and she takes them off. She hands them back to him, and then for the visual listeners, I'm gonna give you a reenactment. But he grabs her hand. He gets them. He puts them back on. It was this hand. I want to really reenact it. He grabs her hand, not with one hand, but with both hands.
Oh, no.
And then looks her in the eyes and goes, thank you. Chris, kisses her hand.
You're in trouble. Big trouble.
Ari looked at me and thought I was going to murder someone. My jaw dropped the floor.
Oh, absolutely.
I spent the next hour with Josie where she was like, I see why you're mad, but you need a fucking, like, it's going to be okay. I'm like, no, it's fucking, like, I was seething. No,
trust me, baby. After what just happened to me, I know that the like, literal just, like, rage.
And it's like, I know your fuck me eyes, bro. I know what the fuck.
All too well.
Like, I know what the fuck you look like when you're trying to fucking fuck a bitch, right? And so I'm just furious. And then Chris, bless his fucking heart. I love him to death. I will forgive him for this. We everybody makes mistakes. Like, I've definitely done some wrong. But I mean, all night is just like, she's a great friend to me. Like, I would do that to any of my friends. Like, Diablo, bro, you are never going to grab Diablo's fucking hand and kiss it with fuck me eyes. You're blatantly fucking lying. Like, that you're trying to defend yourself. And then he's like, we spent the whole night with Bryce. You fucked him. I'm like, but am I kissing Bryce? Am I kissing Bryce's hand and looking him in the eyes like, fuck me? Like,
I'm like, refer to her TikToks.
I'm just kidding. Oh, I know.
No, I'm just kidding. No, but I honest to God, I really, like, as much as I want to be like devil's advocate, I would be so pissed if I were you. I would be fuming.
I was and am literally still furious. And I keep calling him a cheater, but he's being like, I'm not a cheater. And I'm like, God, I just want you to own it and apologize. That's my favorite thing. Like, just fucking own it. Don't deflect. Don't whatever. But at the same time, I know it's not cheating. You were just cheaty. Like, it's definitely like different. Yeah.
I get what you're saying, though. Listen,
I'm just airing him out, but I mean, whatever.
A real apology goes a long way, because a lot of times, same thing with my situation, had someone just texted me, that particular person just texted me the next day and been like, listen, that was shitty, shouldn't have done that, I'd be like, I'm the most forgiving person in the world. I'd be like, okay, yeah.
I couldn't agree more.
But if somebody's trying to make you feel crazy, like, what the fuck do you mean? That's not even, like, you know what I mean? That's just like, no.
And I just, like, see, but I don't know if I'm a hypocrite here or not. Then he's like, we hang out with people you fucked all the time. You're all over people you fucked all the time, like Tyler, like whatever. Like, which, so, like, maybe he has a point.
But it's hard because it's like, I know, like, it's like a little bit of a double standard, but it's like, you know your intentions and you know you're all about Chris. So it's like, I don't know how to explain that. Like,
I just think he's wrong. I don't think there's, until I get a Bottega bag, he's not fully forgiven. Paige made a really good point, though, too, where it's like, Paige asked me, she was like, is he doing this to, like, make you jealous or spite you or whatever? And I would be less mad, because it's like, you're doing that to get my attention. That it was a moment where it was like, if I didn't see that,
it would have just happened anyway.
Like you were doing that.
Yeah, that's what's, I do agree that that's sketchy about it too. It's like, that was going to happen whether you were paying attention or not.
And she's such a fucking nasty.
No,
we're not. I'm not slut shaming. I'm a slut. I'm saying she's just like a nasty. No,
she doesn't. I'm going to
LA hungry tiger.
Like, well, she's what I know about her is that she's just one of those girls who's like, all about the guys. She only has, like, guy friends.
No, what? And every time and in the beginning of my
crush, she doesn't, like, wear any makeup. Chrissy. And she always goes out in her glasses.
Yeah, no, 100.
I'm just kidding. Chrissy, I'm bullying. Chrissy. She's really nice, but.
I don't even know. I get sick as a guy.
Honestly, I believe the guys when they say, like, oh, this girl's my friend. But I'm like, you know you're in love with her.
And it just sucks because that brings out such the toxic in me. Because I'm like, okay. And then, no, there was one point, too, where Chris and I were talking. And he goes, he verbatim said, I cannot even believe he said this. And he later retracted it, but he goes, kissing is the same thing as hugging to me. And I go, bet. I'm gonna be hugging all my motherfucking friends.
Of course, you're gonna regret saying that.
And that's the problem too, is all of this triggers such a side of me where I'm like, oh, you gonna kiss the people you fuck? Bet.
I'll show you. I'm like, we're going to Miami next week.
Bet. No, today he said he didn't trust me in Miami. I was like, bet.
I'm like, Miami? What do you mean?
Oh, yeah, we are going to Miami this week. We're actually doing a yacht cast this week, a little podcast on the yacht. I'm
so excited.
I'm very excited.
For dinner, maybe I don't belong.
I decided that because Brooke was acting a little too sad and caught up on this man that I would bring her to Miami.
I literally haven't seen, since that day, I didn't see her one time. I was literally just sobbing my eyes out every single day. So now I have to go to Miami.
And I've always said, if you are having a mental health deficit, if you are hurting, the best thing you can do is just go to Miami. It's terrible advice, but it works every time. So honestly, that is what's going to happen. I'll for the both anything. Of us. But men are trash.
Yeah, should we get rid of them?
Like the whole fucking entire gender. I literally miss being with girls so much. And it's funny too, because lately I've been telling that to Chris, because I'll be talking to girls I want to fuck. And I'm like, I want to fuck this girl so bad. Like, I just miss fucking girls, like whatever. And he's like, let's have a threesome. But I'm like, I don't want to give you the, I just want to go be gay. Like, leave me alone. Like, I can't.
You're
like,
terrible.
But that's bad. I know. I get it. I'm sorry. I'll stop.
Jail.
But speaking of Chris, a good thing he did this week was he got my name tattooed. After all
Chris, after honey, I'm so sorry. After that, you're bad for that one. I would never let a man get my name tattooed unless it was like someone I knew, like
it is
that
the I way
would always be around.
That every single person that I've told, like, or that knows because I posted it, that Chris got my name tattooed. Not one person has said, Chris, you're bad for that. Every person has said, Tana, you're bad because for that.
Because, baby, you know.
He made that decision. He decided to. It's also like, again.
Okay, look at the safety pin on his cheek and tell me if you can trust his decision-making process.
Well, that was my thought with Chris. I mean, first of all, to the homage of men tattooing their name, I don't mean this in a. I'm not saying he's disposable, but I'm saying he is like the seventh guy to tattoo like me, my name, something of my likeness, like something like that. Like, I think that I have that you're effect.
Going to jail.
I know. If anything, I think that if you're going to throw back a toothless, gagless throat fuck, you should get your fucking name inked on them. And like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm giving you my love. So why wouldn't you put, and honestly, it's also like, Chris, I think for the rest of your life, you should look at that and be reminded of the best love that you ever had.
I can't stop thinking about toothless, gagless throat fuck.
That's what I'm saying, though. I'm going
to use that one.
Like, don't
if
you.
If I'm ever even allowed.
But I mean, I'm just saying, I think sometimes you're giving so much of yourself that a little ink back isn't always the worst.
I get that.
And
but, especially, I mean, I guess it's not like, it's not like somebody, it's not like me getting your name tattooed where it's like, I don't have tattoos. He has tattoos literally on his face, on every part of his body.
So he's a
like,
coloring book. What's a little Tana? What's a little Tana on
Yeah, and
arm?
What did he say he would change it to if you guys ever broke up? It's like,
this is actually what I'm sick about with him, because anyone who's ever, a lot of people haven't got my name, but they've gotten like things I've said or like sentiments that we had or like something. But anytime a guy's ever gotten something tattooed for me, they always will be like, yeah, I'm keeping this forever. This moment's amazing, whatever. Chris deadpan is like, if we ever break up, I'm either covering it up fully, or he's said several times that it says T-A-N-A and he'll just change it to the word katana and put a big sword through it.
Hysterical.
Go fuck yourself. No, and then that's when I was like, why don't you just make it say Hannah Montana and then get back together with Noah Cyrus if you're just gonna play me like that.
I think you might be onto something with that one.
I'm sick. I was sick last night. And he was like, well, why are you thinking like that? Like, if I got your name, like, doesn't that mean we're going to be together forever? So as long as we're together, like, I'm going to have it. And I'm like, no, but if we ever break up, I want you to spend the rest of your life looking at that, sad that you lost me. And then he's like, what about my other girlfriends? I'm like, I want them to fucking suck your dick and see that shit. Like, I want it to. I sound terrible.
I'm like, I mean, what was the mental health app we were talking about
earlier? Cerebral. I've been debating getting something back for him, but I love
no this. I love you so much, and I love Chris so much. I really do. I actually
I'm not going to
don't
I lied just now.
Love you so much. Don't
I yeah no I mean I but I love
I feel like if you're gonna get a tattoo of some, get like Hunter.
I have a matching tattoo with Hunter, but it's right here. That's all, it's also funny with Hunter because I got his favorite number on my hand this big. I don't even think the visual viewers can see it.
And
didn't
he get like a big
And then
ass
he
one?
Got my hand writing. I wrote out my favorite word across his leg. Like it's, I always like, I love the, even with Bella Thorne, I got young, we both got young as fuck. I got it tiny on my butt in her handwriting. She got it across her
I'm
forearm.
Actually, that's something I was just thinking about you the other day is like, I would expect you to have a lot more tattoos and you really don't.
Well, it's that I've just learned over time that like, literally every you single tattoo I have, like I hate. I mean, my favorite tattoos on my face is 1111. Mod Sun wrote it like that. I love that one. But I mean, like, other than that, like, every tattoo I have, I hate. This one was for my dead best friend, Rip. Love you. I don't think tattoos and me are good because I
don't
can't.
Think tattoos and I really go together either. I would get, like, honest to God, like, when we were in Dallas, we all talked about getting, like, a little cowboy hat or something. I love the concept of, like, a tattoo just being, like, for, like, stupid.
I
like,
agree.
I love that for some reason. My mom's always said that too. Like, it's almost like more meaning if it's like, okay, yeah, no, I was
spur of the moment
in Vegas
fun.
And I got this. Like, then it is like, if it's like I'm not going to get my dead grandma's name because like I remember her name. Okay. And I don't have to read it on my wrist every day.
I see what you're saying. And I love dumb tattoos, but I also have started to believe that matching tattoos, Hunter's the only person that I've like disproved this with, like that they like ruin a relationship or a friendship. Aww. Or like anytime anyone ever gets my name tattooed or something, it's
I'm like,
just
so
downhill
I shouldn't
from
get Hunter on my face.
I mean, but I'm kind of down for that. Like, you know what I mean? But I mean, I'm sitting here saying they're a negative sentiment, but then again, Chris got it and then he was cheating. So who knows? You know, maybe it is everything. Mercury's in retrograde. I'm going to stop talking. Let's see what else.
Mercury's in retrograde.
Brooke, let me ask you a question.
Oh no.
Are you getting enough?
It's never enough.
I bet you'd love more, right?
Absolutely.
This like sounds like the start to a porno. Well, adamandeve.com wants to give you more. With 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping on your entire order. So what you have to do to get your 50% off one item and free shipping, it's not hard. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire.
Anything?
Just anything. Just enter offer code TANA at checkout and you'll get 50% off almost any item, from lingerie to butt plugs to dildos to vibrators to cock rings. Head over to adamandeve.com and check them out. Select one item and get 50% off, including free shipping, when you enter offer code TANA. That's T-A-N-A, TANA at adamandeve.com. Thank you, Adam and Eve.
God, you're always saving me money.
So I have two things to tell you.
Oh no, I'm scared.
First things first, last week on the Lila podcast, I talked about the crazy IV lady that came to my house. And then I briefly talked about how I have a really good IV lady who's like my IV mom. And so I just had her like a week and a half ago. She came to do an IV. And the week before, she was the person who came after I had the crazy IV lady. Mm-hmm. So I told her the whole story, right?
Yeah.
And so she was telling me as she was giving me this IV last week, she was like, after I went home, I did a bunch of research. Like, I wanted to find this person. I wanted to like know whatever. She went in the IV doc system, found this lady, looked up her shit, and she's not even a nurse. She immediately got fired. The crazy IV lady is not, has as much certification as you and I to do an IV.
Oh no.
He's not certified at all.
Insane.
And she gave me an IV
I
before.
Always think about that. Like, what if I just walked into the hospital and just started like changing diapers or something?
But that's literally, like, she's given me an IV before. That would be like letting you give me an IV.
Honestly, I mean, I'm qualified. Did you know?
You were as qualified as that woman. I just want to say that confirmed. So, I mean, I'm really excited.
God, that's insane.
If anything made me look less crazy in this episode, it's that.
Honestly, I am sorry for doubting you. I feel like I give you a hard time all the time because your stories, yeah, no, like, I always say your stories are exaggerated.
I completely understand. Like, but, just keep doing you. Like, keep giving me a hard time. Like, I completely understand.
Can't help it. It feels so good.
But Brooke, I have a major announcement for you.
What is it?
Yesterday.
What is it?
This has been an ongoing thing between Brooke and I, but I'm just telling her on the podcast. We might cut this, but I'm just excited to tell you. I logged in to my own Lyft account.
See, here's the thing.
I've been using Brooke's Lyft for 6 months and it's her trauma.
This happened maybe 7 days ago, I would be like, wow, that's so sweet. But she left me with one strike left before I get banned entirely, okay? I've gotten so many health and safety violations, it's not even funny.
It's because I mean, I'm not going to lie, I try to wear my mask a lot of
It's the puffing in the Ubers, that's what it
no,
is.
No, I think it's letting people in that are maskless.
Okay, whatever it is.
But I just want to place blame also.
I would never health and safety violate because it's always only me. And it's like, what am I going to do? Like,
There's only so much little old me can do. But when she gets in with all her rapper friends, it's just a big mess. And anyway, I'm almost banned. So now that she has her own Lyft account, I'm going to have to log into hers. If it makes mine's going to be banned.
If it makes you feel better, A, you can have my account. B, one of the CEOs of Lyft, great friend of mine, if you're watching this, love you. We'll give him a call.
How have you gone this long without a Lyft account, if you know the CEO of Lyft?
I really was just enjoying using yours.
That was so fun for us. That was such a bonding experience. No, honestly, thank you for doing that. I am really proud, but I didn't come without a death threat for me. When the last health and safety violation, I literally texted you and I said, if you don't log out right now, I'm going to murder you. And then the very next morning, I get a call from a 224 number and I'm like, oh, Tana's Lyft is here.
I'm sorry. Well, I'm back on my own Lyft account.
Thank you. That really does actually make me happy.
I did it for you, baby. I did it for us.
I have to give you a hard time.
I did it for us.
I gave her a brown lip liner.
Oh my! Oh yeah, guys. Update on the brown lip liner. Brooke ordered 5 and gave me one yesterday. I'm wearing it today. Best gift ever. You're honestly such a good friend. Like the amount of times I was so annoying over the brown lip liner. Like you could have been like, "Fuck you, cunt. Never touch my shit again." But you got me one.
Well, yeah.
Like, aw. I'm just saying. Brooke and I's new bit when we go out is pretending like we're stepsisters. That just reminds me.
And we're stuck.
like full stuck porn. Like, we're
like literally, we'll be in a bathroom and there will be people in line and Tana will be like, Brooke, I'm stuck in the stall.
And around guys, it's so funny because obviously guys watch that porn like heavily. So like, you know what I mean? Like,
so funny.
Let's say we like don't want to go in the back of an Uber and we're with a bunch of guys. Like, we can't. Like, we'll get stuck. Like, it's been like our entire bit this week, which is terrible.
We're funny.
So yesterday we were like getting a Postmate and this guy comes up fucked up out of his mind with the Postmate. So we Postmate an alcohol for the podcast for Zane and Heath. And the Postmate shows up and Paige is at the door getting it. And this guy comes up behind the Postmate. And at first she thinks it's like the Postmate's friend or like something. And like he's behind. He's like, do you have a mask? Do you have a mask? Whatever. And the Postmate's looking at Paige going, close the door. Close the door. This isn't safe. Close the door. He's like trying to ID her. She shuts the door. Chris comes up. He's like, hey, bro, you have to get the fuck off the property. Like, I don't know what you're doing. Whatever. And he's like, but you don't have a mask. Like, fully. Thank God for Simply Safe. But it is traumatizing.
Yeah, like, I was so scared. I came over like maybe like 20 minutes later and everyone thought that I was the crackhead.
No, you were banging on the door. Brooke's banging on
and
the door.
And she's like, who is it? And I'm thinking like, what do you mean, who is it? Like, let me in. So I'm just not even answering. I'm like, oh, I'm so sick of these people. And then of course I hear the story about the crackhead and I'm like, oh.
It's been a little fucking nutty in the neighborhood this week. So if I'm leasing out my house and moving back into David's with the lowered property value in a couple weeks.
I never thought that I would miss Weed Lake so much, but I really, like, really
moving do. Out of the Hollywood house is the worst decision I ever made. Like, I should have just renewed it. And now the owner of that house is literally suing me for $700,000, like we said on the podcast. Had I just stayed, of course, I would have gotten sued when I left. But imagine just prolonging that for a year. I would have had my great house. Like, I am so sad. And I want to move back to Hollywood. Like, I'm...
Yeah, that's tough. I feel like moving, a good house will come, but it's just like, it's hard because the market's so awful right now. And it's like, it was just so tricky.
That's why we did it.
Like, where you are is like best case scenario for what you were offered. But it's just like,
yeah, like it's the best house that I could have found for my money for sure. But like, God, I fucked up and I'm stuck there for a year. And it's so funny because everyone comes over and they're like, why do you live here? And then everyone's like, a good house will come. And I'm just stuck in this shit for a year.
It's a beautiful house. I mean, it sounds like almost even like,
stupid.
We sound crazy being like, oh my God.
It's just it's really just the area.
It's just, yeah, it's just the area. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, that's like not really that big of a deal as long as you have like a good security system and stuff. But it's just like,
we got to stay tuned.
If you're spending that kind of money, especially like thinking, like, because we're not from California, it's like thinking about like how far that could go anywhere else in the world, it makes you sick.
Oh no, if we were in like Dallas, Texas, we would have like four literally elevators.
Like the, yeah.
Like, oh, it would just God. Be awesome. But I mean, it's the cost of living here and, you know, that's life. But I mean,
I miss Hollywood and I just feel like an idiot.
You can come over anytime. I have an empty room. My roommate got married and moved out.
Oh my God. Oh yeah. Update on Brooke's roommate. We talked about that, right? In the beginning of the podcast.
Yeah, she literally just got married.
She's trying for a baby now.
She's trying for a baby. She's so crazy.
And I'm talking, she is like just like us. Like young LA party girl met this rich guy. Well,
she stopped drinking. She gave up alcohol. She deleted her Instagram. I would do this. Changed her number. Like, she's honestly, like, I mean, she's really, like, she thinks in her head, she's like, I'm turning over a new leaf. She's focusing on what's important and stuff. But it's kind of crazy. I, like, literally.
But it's just wild because she met this guy, like, 2 months ago. But I would do the same shit for, like, a billionaire that proposed to me. I mean, you know, like, I get it.
I don't know if I would.
Yeah, I have a great next topic. I'm in a worldwide cocaine scandal.
Oh, I'm shocked.
I saved it for last because I'm sick at this. I mean, here's the thing. If I sat down here to you and I told the people that I've never done drugs, I'd be lying.
They'd be, yeah.
That'd be a blatant lie. I've had my Paris Lindsay moments. I'm not gonna lie. But I think that people think I do a lot more bad shit than I do. I think people assume that things are worse than they are. I think that people assume I'm just out here like, I don't know, like just co-coring it out. I don't even know. And here's the thing. If I was or wasn't, I don't think people would really know because it's like everyone in LA does their cocaine from time to time in secret. I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying it's a thing. But my problem is ever since I got a fake nose, I've talked about this so many times, but it's made out of my ear. All the nerves are replaced. Whatever. I've had this problem from day one of the surgery. I will have it for the rest of my life unless I get a new nose. It's always super painful or itchy. That's why if you watch every podcast, even this one, I'm sitting here itching my nose the entire time. I'm obviously not coked out on the podcast. Like, it's just like, I'm always going to touch my nose. It's always going to be itchy. It's always going to be really sensitive, whatever. And I'll have moments where it is mad itchy and I'm just scratching it, like, whatever. And Amari in Hawaii, this, and especially in, like, other climates, this will really fuck with me. So in Hawaii, the entire time, my whole face was itchy, especially my nose, whatever. The night of my birthday dinner in Hawaii, I was just, literally, I was scratching my nose at one point with a knife. It was so itchy at dinner. So there's all these clips of me giving my birthday speech, sitting in Amari's vlog, whatever, and I have a full face of makeup on, and then just right here, there's no fucking makeup across my nose. Well,
what we should also note is, like, if you look at any of the other people in that vlog, like, I'm in that vlog, and I'm fried. Like, I'm as red as this couch.
Yeah.
Because we were all in the ocean all day, like, whatever.
Yeah.
And then we're just applying our regular makeup over our face and over these, like, scorched faces. And so when she's wiping her nose, like, it's like a, like, underneath is red.
Yeah.
So it's like, it looked so awful. And, like, I've seen the clip and I'm like, ugh, like, and, like, oh, that's not looking so good.
But, like, we were in Hawaii. Like, so anyways, this entire clip of me and Amari's vlog with just all my makeup off my nose has been going viral on TikTok. And you should see the comments. It's brutal. Every person in the world right now is calling me a literal coke whore. Well,
here's the thing. I think the problem is, I honestly will defend you. I honest to God, it was just, like, a bad video, and it looks bad, but whatever. It's just the Hollywood Fix videos where you're literally, like, your most recent one where you're, like, I just, like, she, like, it's in, like, a high school.
Dude, the paparazzi.
And it's, like, you can't talk like that, and people are gonna think you're on drugs. Babe, what kind of alcohol are you drinking?
A lot. Here's what makes me really mad. And I'm not, like, mad at the paparazzi. I'm not gonna pull one of those. Like, I hate the, like, Madison Beer-esque vibe where it's like, I hate the paparazzi. Like, you called them. Everyone calls their paparazzi now and again. But at the same time, if you get in the paparazzi circle, they start knowing where you are at all times. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously there are moments where I'm fully fitted and I look great and I'm going to dinner and I'm like, but also keep in mind, if I'm calling the paparazzi on myself, I'm sober. I'm never going to call the paparazzi on myself blacked out drunk. Yeah. That's, like, the dumbest thing you could ever possibly fucking do. You know what I mean? But once you're in that realm, no matter what, they start kind of knowing where you go and following you and, like, you know, watching your shit, watching your friend shit, finding out where you are.
I feel like that's just an interesting thing to talk about in general, because I feel like a lot, that's, like, something I didn't even know before I lived in LA.
It's very true.
Literally call the paparazzi.
And Kim Kardashian, like, started, it's a business model, that was her, it's literally like, you know, brands will pay you to wear something, so you call the paparazzi in it. Or, like, when I launched my perfume, I called the paparazzi. That's fine, I get it, but it's like, I don't want to say the paparazzi, obviously they're setting you up, but I mean, I don't want to be like, the paparazzi set me up, but it's like, they know I shoot the podcast here. I guarantee you they could find that here. They're never going to come here and film me because they want to find me when I'm absolutely blacked out of my mind. They're going to wait till 2:30 in the morning when they know I'm at a club super late and just start asking me questions.
Yeah.
But here's where I think I'm so wrong. Like, this is why, like, Kendall Jenner is so good at this. You know, like, I've seen Kendall Jenner blacked out, but when she's blacked out, she's not going to speak to them.
Genius.
She's
you're just too nice. You're grounded. Too sweet.
No, but it's just like I think in my drunk mind, like I, you know, me,
you're like, no, I got this. And then you literally start just speaking full Hebrew
and Rubik's cube, like just speaking. And I always in my drunk mind, I'm like, yeah, I got this. Like, and they're here. They're asking me about Nessa and Jaden, and I'm gonna talk about them. So last week, the paparazzi found me at a club, and they were asking me all about Nessa and Jaden, and it was just, what I said is what I meant.
It was the slur. You are a slur. I have a few friends heavily. That are just like that. Like that just are naturally like slurs. And Mari's a slurer for sure.
Like I feel like even just like three, four shots in, I begin to slur. But then when I'm like 6, 7, like you lost.
I'm not the a voice. Slurer. I will go, you know how drunk I am based on how silent I go. All of a sudden you just can't see anything in my eyes. And I'm like,
that's so true. But see, that's if I could just go silent when I were too drunk, I would save myself from like 40% of the media embarrassment that I have.
I don't know. I think you're doing just fine.
Everyone tune in to me, Daily Stardust, leaving the classic cat this week, talking about Nessa and Jaden, and asked me
she's
if I should
have. She's not a crackhead. She's just a drunk.
If someone could just teach me to shut the fuck up when I'm blacked out to the paparazzi, I would do myself a goddamn favor, because they're never going to stop like putting
it's me. It's funny. I love it. It entertains me.
I know. I just wish they would get me at like Trader Joe's. I wish they
have
would.
Have you ever
just...
been to Trader Joe's?
No, but I wish they would get me there.
Kyla and Paige are like, we go to Trader Joe's.
Like, I wish they would get me at, like, I don't even know. Somewhere better than leaving the club at 3 a.m.
Like, at, like, the flea market.
Like, I really don't go anywhere. That's probably the problem.
I'm teaching Tana to drive. Oh. She said she would pay me $2,500 if I could successfully teach her how to drive. And I feel really confident in
Kyla,
my driving
Paige,
abilities.
Put that in the invoices, sorry.
My grandpa taught me how to drive, and my grandpa is a grandpa, so obviously he's a good driver.
The other day you told me that you learned to drive by your mother putting you at the wheel at 13
no,
and saying,
okay,
figure
no,
it out.
No, that was the first, that's the first time I drove, so that's a different story. The first time I ever drove was my mom. She was like, this will be funny. And she literally was like, check this. She let me go on the main roads. She just let me do it. And I was like, okay.
No, I feel like my parents, there was never a point where I feel like they were like, here's some life skills. Like, I genuinely just remember hearing, like, we're not going to teach you to drive. Like, you'll figure it out one day. So at least your
parents
did
that.
That's
so awful. My grandpa taught me how to drive, but he was so, like, he's such a grandpa. So he just was, like, so psycho about it. And still to this day, I drive, like, literally, like, a full grandparent.
To be honest with you, I'm getting my license just so I can buy a car, like, that's really the reason I will probably end up having everyone else drive my car.
See, I would love like, for you to have a car that I could drive.
That's I know for a fact I'll end up having like Hunter, Brooke, Kyla, Paige, Ari, anyone else drive it. But I feel like such a fucking piece of shit if I go to the dealership and I'm buying a fucking G-Wagon with a state ID. Like, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
That's fucking embarrassing. And it's the only reason why now I'm
Cardi B does that. She has all her cars. She doesn't have a license. Doesn't know how to drive.
Honestly, in that case.
She has a Lambo truck.
In that case, should we go to the dealership after this? But realistically, just where I live lately, again, because the area I keep getting the most insane Uber drivers, I can't do it anymore. I just have to have a car. So hopefully we'll do a driving episode of the podcast.
I think it'll be, maybe not, no.
My dermatitis is itching.
Right.
Is your Lyme acting up?
No, but my arms are feeling a little heavy.
Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed the Brooke Tana cast, the Tana Brooke cast. The first cast. Episode of Just Us Two Together. It's been a week, as you can tell.
I don't think Hunter's ever going to come back because he... Because
we slandered the shit out of him on
I
the last...
I texted him Happy Boyfriend, National Boyfriend Day, and he didn't respond.
No, I asked Hunter to fly in for an episode, and he said absolutely not. So I definitely think that our slander... might have gotten to him a little, but I do think we stand by what we said. And we edited out the really mean stuff we said, so.
And I miss you. I love you.
Stay on tour, fucker. Thank you guys for tuning into this episode. Brooke's going to fight a bitch. I'm going to keep getting names tattooed on me. She might have Lyme. I might have perioral dermatitis. We'll keep that up with you. IV ladies, crackheads, cocaine scandals, canceled podcast. We love you.
Yeah. And if you're a doctor, please comment down below how I treat my
There's
Lyme.
Not a doctor in the world watching this fucking podcast.
I think so.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you.
Animosia is canceled.
WE Talent Production.